Amen. Let's dive in. This is the third Wednesday night that we've been talking about the power of prophetic acts and assignments. And just as a very brief review, I'll remind you that we kind of set the tone for this series by looking primarily at Jeremiah. God asked him to do some things that were kind of out there, but really he was kind of parabolically, as he obeyed God, parabolically living out a living message of what God was saying to Israel or what God was about to do in the midst of Israel. I'll remind you, the Lord had him to take his undergarment down and dig a hole by the Euphrates River and bury it and go back a number of days later and dig it up, and it was ruined. And he was demonstrating how filthy the children of Israel had become in their idolatry and their spiritual and physical immorality. Another time he had him to go down to in front of the religious leaders and smash a clay pot on the ground, and it was dashed to pieces, and he was showing the impending judgment and destruction of the people of God in Jerusalem and so forth. And another time he was told to put a yoke on, and he was prophetically symbolizing for them that they were about to be led away captives to a strange place. All of that unfolded just like the Lord had predicted and prophesied. And so these were prophetic acts and assignments that Jeremiah did in the New Testament. One that is really prominent would be Agabus, a prophet of God, who took Paul's belt off, bound himself, and prophesied the man to whom this belt belongs, his feet and his hands will be bound, and he'll be handed over to the Gentiles. And it all unfolded just like that. So these are times when God moves on his people to do these, carry out these actions, and they portray a message. They represent something. Sometimes they're acts, sometimes they're assignments. And I believe that these things are still given today, and certainly on a smaller scale. But we have been involved in some of these assignments, things that the Lord has spoken or prophesied and confirmed, sometimes very supernaturally. And it's really interesting, intriguing, and it's exciting to be in the middle of it and then afterwards to begin to notice any changes in the spiritual atmosphere or things that God has done or things that have been set in motion because of those acts of obedience. So tonight, I want to step in. Last week I shared about our time the Lord laid on our heart to travel the whole circumference of the state of Alabama, all the borders, and pray over the four corners. And I shared with you how at every juncture there was a supernatural, literally a sign, that supernatural sign to confirm that we were in the right place at the right time doing the right thing. And it was really quite amazing. Another one of these events happened in December of 2018. It's been about a little over five and a half years ago now. And let me set that up for you. This was kind of what happened. We had Dutch Sheets in on a Wednesday night, November the 28th, 2018. I think it was on Wednesday night. And Clay Nash, who's one of our brothers, is over in Mississippi. He's got an apostolic, a prophetic gifting on his life. He was in that meeting. Dutch was ministering. And in that meeting, a prophetic word came forth. And it had to do with a fourth night from now, which 14 nights. I had to look up what a fourth night was. But 14 days from now, God said, I'm going to rip off a wet blanket off the state of Alabama, beginning in the northwest corner of the state, and I'm going to rip it off all the way to the southeastern corner of the state. And after that, you're going to see the emergence of a double anointing on the governmental, a double governmental anointing. In other words, there's going to really be an acceleration of what God's going to begin to do across the state of Alabama. And it was a really powerful word and really bore witness. And unknown to us at that time, a pastor in the Birmingham area, Jason Hooper at Kingsway Church, when he came to the Birmingham area, it was on 12/12/2013. Well, on this Wednesday night, November the 28th, the fourth night caused the calendar to fall on 12/12/2018. And for those of you who are prophetic and understand numbers and stuff, 12 is a governmental number. There are 12 tribes of Israel, 12 apostles. It's a governmental number. So the 12/12, well, that's a 12, that's a double thing. And so the word was there will be a double governmental anointing and a fourth night. Well, it just happened that fell on 12/12. So like, okay, this is feeling really prophetic. And so we found out that Jason, I got in touch with him when he came to Birmingham in 12/12/2013. He said that a word had come forth that between 1983 and 1988, there was a five-year period when God began to do something in the Birmingham area, but it had kind of laid dormant, and he gave him this word about that there were things put in escrow for a five-year window that was going to begin. So he figured that up from 2013 to 2018, that would be 12/12/2018. That was in Birmingham. We were in Florence. So we got together. He was really excited. As a matter of fact, the Lord laid on my heart to get a group of people together across the state. I was leading an organization, and it's still in place. It's called Kingdom Alliance Alabama, that dealt with strategic pastors across the state working together to do these kind of things. And so we laid it out where we would do this prophetic tour beginning with Florence, northwest corner, going down to the southeast corner into Dothan. And so we went from Florence to Birmingham, from Birmingham to Montgomery, from Montgomery to Dothan. We started at 7 o'clock that morning in Florence and ended up that night concluding about 9 o'clock in Dothan. So it was a long day traveling across the state of Alabama on these strategic prayer assignments, just on a prophetic word from the Lord, being radical, looked like a bunch of crazy folks, but just going for God, doing what God said, you know. Just like Abraham went out not knowing where the Lord was going to take him. Some of this stuff, when you know it's the Lord, you step out there and you're going to trust that God's going to come through. He's got a pretty good track record, by the way. And so we did this. Now, I want you to hear from Pastor Jason, because at that time, before when we were getting this together, he made a little video about this for his congregation. I ran across that today, and Jake, if you can get that ready, and just let it play. It's just about 3 minutes long, I think.
And I'm so excited. A good friend of ours, Eddie Lawrence, they were having a meeting just recently with Dutch Sheets and Clay Nash and several other ministers. That night, Clay Nash gave a word to Eddie Lawrence at Grace House Church that in 14 days, a wet blanket was going to be pulled off of the state of Alabama from the northwest corner to the southeast corner. And that in this, what had been suppressed for a season was about to be released. And it was going to release a double portion governmental anointing upon the church to walk in the dominion and the authority that God originally called us to walk in. That's picking back up the Great Commissions. They're picking back up the original commission that was given to Adam in the garden to be fruitful, to multiply, to fill the earth, to subdue it, and then also to have dominion, to govern it, to govern the earth according to the ways of heaven. Jesus told the disciples to pray, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." What he was saying is, listen, guys, the kingdoms of this world are about to become the kingdoms of your Lord. And here's how I'm asking you to pray. Your kingdom come, your will, your ways be done on earth as it is in heaven. He was talking about the government of God coming upon a people, upon a place, to execute his justice and his heart in the earth. We believe that we are in that time. We believe that we are about to see a fullness of answer to that prayer that has been prayed by so many for so many years. We believe that the Holy Spirit, when he was poured out on Pentecost, came in answer to that prayer that I believe the disciples were praying in that upper room. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, because those prophetic words that were spoken 30 years ago, they were about the kingdom coming. They were about the will of God being done, the ways of God being manifest. They were a promise and an invitation to a people, places, and a state that we would experience in Alabama as it is in heaven. And so Eddie and his team, they to faithfully steward this word, they're actually going to be doing a prayer and prophetic pilgrimage on 12/12/18. They're going to be starting in the northwest corner at Grace House in Florence and beginning to drive through Alabama, coming to Kingsway to begin to pray and to begin to prophesy midday. And then they're going to end up with our good friend Kyle Searcy in Montgomery at Fresh Anointing as well, Fresh Anointing in Montgomery. And we're so excited and expectant for what God is going to do, not just in terms of removing what's been, but as I was talking to Eddie and we began to pray about that blanket being taken off. And as we did, I saw Alabama being unzipped. And as I saw Alabama being unzipped, I saw the promises of God that had been sown in cities and across this state beginning to birth, beginning to bud, beginning to bloom. I saw them beginning to break out of the hard place, out of the barren places. And all of a sudden, those words we waited so long to see coming to pass. And so we felt as a finish line to that five-year season of 2013 to 2018, to have a special service here at Kingsway Church that night. Typically, we have our Learning to Lead service from 6:30 to 8:30, but we're not going to have Learning to Lead that night. We're going to have a Come Hope.
And he finishes making an announcement about it, about what was going to go on his church that night. So we got this set up, and I got David and Mike Clark got a piece of plywood and made a wooden state of Alabama, and we marked it off, and we covered it with a blanket. And so that morning at 7 o'clock in Florence, Alabama, we met and had a time of worship and prayer, and we started pulling that off, that blanket off, down to close to Birmingham. Then we carried it to Birmingham, and then we pulled it down till we got to Montgomery. Went to Montgomery. Then we pulled it down till we got to Dothan. We got to Dothan. We pulled it all the way off. I'll talk about that a little bit tonight, but there were three very unusual things. I would say supernatural events that happened. Some of them had to do with timing. It's just amazing how this can happen when you step into these words and they're a word from the Lord. And I want to share these with you. Early that morning, on the morning of 12/12, that's the day we're supposed to do this. So we're trying to steward this well. And we got up to the news and there had been two small earthquakes that started in southern Tennessee down through the state of Alabama, the middle part of Alabama. So there was that started on the 12th. Well, at noon that day, we were in Birmingham, and we started getting messages from some of our folks back here. There was about 20 of us from Grace House that were traveling this caravan of people that's going after God. We started getting messages, and there was an earthquake in the Florence area around 12 o'clock on 12/12, where this was supposed to begin, you know, in the northwest corner. And what was interesting is I think I remember Pastor Doc Donna saying she was at work at the entrance place and stuff rattling off the shelves there. It's just like boom, you know. There's lots of earthquakes, but this one, we don't have a bunch of them here, but one happened around 12 on 12/12. Just saying. And so that's like the day after 12 midnight, mid before daylight, there was this earthquake, and then at noon, there was this earthquake. It's geolocated here in the Florence, Sheffield, Muscle Shoals area. Wasn't a big one, but when the ground shakes, it gets your attention. And then when we were in Montgomery, before we left, we were praying, and I got a word. I felt like it was from the Lord that I said, I'm just going to step out on this. I feel like the Lord's saying, before we get to Dothan, we're going to see some kind of sign in the heavens. I just felt a boldness about it, you know, and it's like you have an Urkel moment. You know, you do it, then you say, did I say that? You know. But I thought, we're going to see something in the heavens. I don't know what's going on. Well, we were driving from Montgomery to Dothan, and we started seeing this light up in the sky. I thought, is that an airplane? No, it's too big, and it looked like it's just staying in one place. And it wasn't a star. It caused you to believe in flying saucers, that kind of thing, you know. It's up there. But what we found out was there was about a 5 or 6 minute window when the International Space Station came across Alabama, and it came right through that corridor when we were driving from Montgomery to Dothan. I had no way of knowing that. And we finally later found out what it was we were seeing. But that was like a miracle of timing in the sense of the Lord saying that, and then to be able to see that, it really boosts your faith that, you know, it may not make a lot of sense to people what we're doing, but we feel like this is what the Lord said prophetically, and we're stepping into it and obeying it, and it's like he's saying amen. Right place, right time, doing the right thing. And so it ended up being an amazing adventure for us. I want to share some pictures with you. I've got pictures of all of our stops except where we started at Grace House. Well, I can't find any pictures that we took at Grace House, so we left our venue out. But this is a bird's eye view up at Kingsway, and they had our people, and they had some people that met. This was like during the middle of the day. On 12/12/2018, we got together and we went to praying. You can see the state of Alabama that we had built, and we're pulling the blanket down. That is Pastor Jason Hooper on the far side over there on the east side of the state. And I'm over here, and that's Joe Brock, Prophet Joe Brock, there right next to me. And there's another pastor, and I fail to remember who that is also, but these were some other pastors that were joining with us, and we are symbolically pulling this wet blanket off of Alabama. And in the spirit realm, what we're saying is God is about to remove some resistance and some barriers that's been holding us back. And he said, I'm needing some people just to be radically obedient and forerun this, and walk it out, just like when he told Jeremiah, go down and bury your underwear by the river. It's going to mean something. Just go do it. You know, it does stuff like that. And so here we are. We're pulling it off. And here is a picture of, this is Pastor Jason and me. He's a good brother. He's at Kingsway. And we've had some of our people go down to Kingsway College for some Bible training. Then we go from there to Fresh Anointing House of Worship in Montgomery, Alabama. Now, this is where Bishop Kyle Searcy is pastor. And last week, I shared with you how Bishop Kyle went with us on the tour around the state of Alabama, the Four Corners. And I will show you when we get to the end tonight, because he is now on our executive board here at Grace House, because the step we've taken is that we've got a couple of very apostolic people, Bishop Kyle Searcy and Bishop Dan Hammer, who walk in a very weighty apostolic anointing. In other words, they are accomplishing what their churches have launched and what they've done. We're aiming at that. We're wanting to become more apostolic. We're wanting to touch the nations in a more powerful way. We're wanting to impact the region in a greater way. And so there's biblically, there is a mantle and anointing that when you align with, that it, and I've noticed that about both of these men for my life personally. God has used them to, I don't know if jettison is the right word, but I get a real spiritual boost when they pray for me or when they speak into my life. I believe it is a divine connection, a relationship. They're brothers who will, I depend on strongly to speak into my life. And have for years. Bishop Searcy has been a part of my journey for going on over 20 years now. But I could enumerate for you a number of times when he's called me on the phone and said, the Lord just spoke something to me. And then not long thereafter, I see the thing he tells me that's about to happen starts happening. And so that's a treasure. And I thank God for that. So we're down at Fresh Anointing House of Worship on this Wednesday of 12/12/2018, having a good time. And there's a number of you that were probably there. Or some of you are in the pictures. And this is, again, now we are pulling down the blanket from Birmingham to Montgomery. Now, you may recognize the gentleman in the photo there with me. That is Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the state of Alabama, Tom Parker. He's a dear brother and a dear friend, and he met with us there that day. He has been to Grace House a number of times, and he is a spirit-filled man of prayer, and he's on fire for Jesus, and it's an honor to know him and his lovely wife, Dottie. So there he is as a literal governmental official over the Supreme Court of the state of Alabama as part of this prophetic act. So this is really neat. This is now our next stop was to go from Montgomery down to Dothan to a pastor I'd never met before. I'd called ahead of time. Bishop Kyle told me about this brother. I called him, and he was gracious enough, even though he did not know us, he, on the recommendation of Bishop Kyle, he said, sure, well, come on in. We'll let you have the Wednesday night service, and we'll join with you with what God's given you to do. So we show up, and we just have a great time fellowshipping with this church, Christ Church International in Dothan, Alabama. The pastor is Dr. David Del Vecchio, and this is his wife with Mickey and myself here standing in front of the state after we've ripped that blanket all the way off, and there it is laying at our feet. And by the way, Mike, did you go out with them when they went to burn the blanket? Yeah, because when the pastor's son and Mike, there may have been another couple guys, went out to burn the blanket. We thought, okay, we've jerked this thing off. Now we're going to get rid of it. We're going to torch it. And because it represents something that is suffocated and stifled and hindered what God wanted to do. Metaphorically, you know. So we've ripped it off now by faith. We've traveled diagonally across the whole state of Alabama to do this. And they take it out and burn it and come back in and said, you've got to see this. And they show us, by the way, there's Teresa with the pastor and his wife, showing her key that she wore that day that Sandra had given her to carry on this trip, because part of the word was about keys to the kingdom and all of this. So she's sharing that with the pastor and his wife in Dothan. But they took a picture of the thing, and it said they had a hard time getting it to catch on fire, and then it took off. And if you're prophetic, you might see the thing coming. Looks like it's something coming up out of it. But we made that prophet. If it's not, you know, we're saying, you know, they said that's where the devil belongs, in the fire. That's going to be where his home's going to be forever, ultimately. But anyway, it was just a wonderful, wonderful time. Some of the team drove all the way back that night. Some of the rest of us stayed till the next day and drove back. But it was being obedient to a prophetic word that the Lord gave in a setting where the presence of the Lord was manifested by a known prophetic voice And the way it all lined up, the fortnight, the 14 days, 12-12, the earthquakes, everything, we just felt like it was the Lord's amen. So a double anointed in the state, things beginning to happen in the state. That was in 2018. So big deal, right? What's happened? Well, if you go back and think about it, for us, we were obedient because the word was delivered in our to our congregation, and we took it and ran with it. That was right after we had bought the property, and we had just signed the papers about the time this happened. And then 2 years, and we still don't really understand just how this happened, but we were able to pay off $839,000 on this piece of property that we're sitting on. And we didn't have lots of big gifts. It was just in faithful giving and trying to steward what was given and apply everything we could. When we first started, we thought, well, it may be 10 years. Oh, great man of faith I was. But God just blessed us, you know, to be able to get where we could take the next step and get along and build this facility that we're in, in order that we could better facilitate the vision that he's given this house. Something else real strategic happened. It was not long after this event that Chuck Pierce was ministering, and I think at Kent Maddox's church, Word Alive. Kent was here this past fall, and about the All in Alabama. Well, it's been coming up on a year since he was here, I guess. But Chuck Pierce had a word about God was going to raise up somebody to carry the fire of God to all 67 counties in the state of Alabama, that God was going to release the wind of God across Alabama. And Kent, you heard his testimony when he was here. He said, I think that'd be great. That the Lord's going to raise up somebody to do that. Well, guess who he spoke to? Kent. And so Kent, God began to deal with him. Chuck confirmed it, that he was to be the one to visit all 67 counties of Alabama. And you know what their strategy was? They visited the county. They go to the county seat, the big city, and they minister to the people in government, get them together and pray over the city, get the churches together, went to all 67 counties. And we were, our county up here was pretty early on. And so we had Dutch Sheets back in. This would have been in March 2020. And Dutch ministered. And then we had Rusty Nelson was ministered, and Kent was to be there on Sunday night and minister. His team came on and was there Sunday morning. But we had the council Sunday night. Kent came down with COVID. They announced the pandemic, and everything was shut down like that Monday. So basically, they started their 67-county thing during COVID, but they stuck with it. And now I've completed that, and over a period of a couple of years, and now the All in Alabama movement. What's that mean? All 67 counties now, there's at least a few people in each county that are agreeing together in prayer for all God's. In other words, the church is beginning to connect in a way that they have not before and rise up. And the first day that they... the first time they did this, they started in their own county, I think Etowah. Is that where that is over there, Russell? Okay. Etowah County. The first one they did that day, when he got up and announced, we're going to go to all 67 counties and we're starting here today, that God's going to release the wind of God on all 67 counties in Alabama. In the middle of that meeting, their phone starts going off. You heard him share that. And he showed us up here on the screen a photo of the text. A weather alert went out, said about a violent wind that is being released across all 67 counties of Alabama. the meteorologists were announcing that. You can't make this stuff up. But what I'm saying is God has different people doing different things, and we may not even be connected and know everything that's going on, but He's orchestrating this. And we want to develop a sensitivity that we can hear the voice of the Spirit and make sure that we're stewarding righteously and obediently what God requires of us. Now, this is not to replace the Great Commission or anything. Those are the primary things for us. But we are a Spirit-filled congregation. We believe in being led by the Holy Spirit. We believe in the prophetic. We believe that on the day of Pentecost that there was a release of the prophetic for the sons and daughters of God. That meant that we could hear the voice of God and release the message of the Lord. And we want to walk that out. We believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. We believe in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Simply put, we believe that God does stuff like this. His ways are not our ways. Sometime recently, somebody stood up here and shared out of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, that says, the natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to them. Neither can they know them, for they are spiritually discerned. God, through His Holy Spirit, will require of us these acts of obedience at times. It is crucial that we discern that it is Him, because the devil can get you to do stupid stuff and make a fool out of you, and you really are one. And it's a mockery of how God wants to move by His Spirit on somebody to carry out a holy, divine, and righteous purpose. We can't can Christianity and make it all nice and neat and tidy where all the little ducks waddle in a row. Yes, we want order, but this is fluid. It's dynamic. The Holy Spirit lives in you, and you're different than anyone around you. So there's going to be an expression of the Spirit of God in you that may look a little different than other people. And some folks look a whole lot different than other people, you know. And I'm not saying that all the time that all of that is always God, because it is not. So don't think I'm saying that. But I am saying God does do things like this, and God does move in this way. And we have Bible to stand on for that. And if he's getting you to do some kind of act or assignment that causes you to violate what His Word says, well, you can carry it to the bank. It's not Him talking to you. Amen. But there will be plenty of times when He's going to stretch you out like Gumby and going to make you uncomfortable, because He's going to require you to exercise your faith and cause you to choose Him over what your mind's trying to say to you and what your dignity's trying to say to you or what your smart learning's trying to say to you. He's going to require a raw, radical obedience. The Bible is full of those stories of people who would dare to believe God and go for it. So, let's be that kind of folk. We live here in Alabama. We are the forerunners. Alabama means thicket clearer. Those that are willing to clear out the path to make it easy for those to follow. There are some strong prophetic words over this state concerning justice that will lead the way on justice issues. There's a lot of strong words about, there's been one recently, from Chuck Pierce about how Alabama will lead the way. And I was in Oxford, Alabama last fall talking to Chuck but on one of the breaks, and he was asking me about how things were going. I told him, I said, brother, we need you to come to Florence, Alabama. He said, I need to come there because Judah goes first. And that's where, he said, that's where I believe Judah is in his state. We are known for sound, music, worship, and what? First the natural, then the spirit. So, and we've had a lot of numerous words about God releasing a sound out of this area that will go around the world, just like Muscle Shoals used to be the hit recording capital of the world, released a sound heard around the world. God's going to do something in this region through this land and through this people that will release the sound. Now, I believe people are going to come here from the nations. They're going to come from the north. They're going to come from the south. They're going to come from the east. They're going to come from the west. And God's going to do something here. Listen, God's going to do something that's going to whet people's appetite and stir people's hunger. And they will sacrifice to come and be a part of it. It hadn't got anything to do with us other than we need to be obedient when God requires something of us. And Andrew, our worship pastor, and I, my son, were down on the south end of this property before a scoop of dirt had been removed off of it, and Ray Hughes stood there with us, and Ray got that look in his eyes and began to prophesy over this piece of property. And I won't go into all of it, but he did prophesy. The Lord says he's going to do things here that have never been done before. And he began to describe some things. And it was a really, really weighty word. And it's incumbent upon us to try to stay in a place of humility, try to keep all our eyes on Jesus, always make it about him, want what he wants, learn to die to ourselves, put him first in all ways and all things, and let him have his way. And if he's going to use somebody, are we willing to volunteer for that place? There's a lot of wonderful people here in our area, and I'm not just saying this is just about Grace House. It is not. But we do have a role to play, and we've got to be faithful for the vineyard the Lord's given us here. So I wanted to take these last 3 weeks and just go over this topic about prophetic acts and prophetic assignments, just to give a little undergirding and teaching and information. Some of you may have never heard this type of teaching before, so that when some of these things are taking place, you'll have a grid for it. Because I do believe more is coming. More is coming. Amen? So would you stand with me? I appreciate you being here on Wednesdays. I'd like to ask our prayer team members who are scheduled to pray tonight, just come on up and be here in this altar. It may very well be that the Lord's stirring some hearts here on this Wednesday night. Maybe you have a desire to, you know, I want to be able to hear the voice of the Lord. I want to be able to get in the Scriptures and kind of stay there and learn to be fed out of the Word. Have your heart awakened for the Word. Understand more about your gifts, your anointing, your calling, what God's put inside of you. So if we could have a couple of people over here as well, you feel free to come up and just receive prayer tonight if God's stirring your heart. Father, I just pray across this room right now that people whose hearts you may be stirring, that you would stir their hearts. Draw them to you and what you have for them. Lord, these who will be laying hands or joining hands and praying for people, I pray your Holy Spirit would move through them, work through them, and speak through them. We thank you for this opportunity we have tonight, Lord, to be reminded that you're a God who speaks. You're a God who requires things of us. Help us to be that obedient people, that we will lead where you follow. We will do what you say. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Just come on up. If you need prayer right now, step out from where you are. Eyes to see, your hourly living hope, ears to hear. hearts and minds to know and understand. Inviting us into this adventure, Lord. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be strong within your lives. May the gifts of the Holy Spirit be activated within you. May the wisdom of God, His knowledge and spiritual understanding be given you. May you have those hind feet that can tread in the high places with God. And I encourage you tonight, draw near to Him, and He will draw near to you. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you for being here tonight. This altar area remains open. If you have need of prayer or ministry, you feel free to come.